Dr. Mark, back with you again about our dark sides. In this video, we're going to address over the next few minutes the whole issue of how our dark sides come into fruition, how they come into play. Last video, we talked about, of course, how our shadow sides grow dangerous, and of course, how does dysfunction contribute? As a review, what makes our shadow sides so dangerous is denial, self-deception, rationalization, justification, cover-up, blame, and victimization. Now, when we look at denial or self-deception, rationalization, justification, and so on, we think about people that have been through extreme circumstances or mild circumstances that contribute and manifest themselves into more severe. What do I mean? The gentleman who I've been working with for over 20 years. He grew up in a family where mom was on drugs. Dad was nowhere. He had a lot of anger, a lot of hurt. In fact, it was such a deal for him. And today we're going to look at how needs that are unmet contribute to our shadow sides. This is the mechanics of how things grow into dysfunction. And let's call his name John. It's not his real name, but John grew up in a family where mom was constantly on drugs, constantly in chaos, a home that was not in order. In fact, when he was 14, as he was being dropped off at his bus stop, and the driver had to get out of the bus, check something about the bus, or talk to a parent or something. I don't know what the story is anymore, but what I do remember him saying was how he, at 14 years of age, got back on the bus, hopped in the driver's seat, closed the door, put it in drive, and took the bus full of kids onto the highway and drove. It was a very disturbing situation. It was a car chase, well, a bus chase, but a car chase where the police were chasing after him and he was going full speed. The funny part was he wasn't tall enough really to keep his foot totally on the pedal, but he was pedal to the metal. He was going for it. He had a lot of pain. And since then, and they finally got him, but since then, and they went to juvenile detention, he has been called the bus driver by those who remember that event. In fact, by some who were even on the bus with that event. And so, John continues to not live that down. And he's been through recovery, he's been through, well, a couple prison terms, but at the same time, these are things that derive from the unmet needs that we go through. And they manifest into behaviors, actions that we don't, they just come out. Having to do with this incident about taking the bus or stealing other things or lying and stealing and cheating. Because of frustration, getting into addiction. Let's take a look at how these unmet needs produce our shadow sides. Well, from denial, self-deception, that's an easy one because we then are denying the fact that anything is wrong. We look back and say, well, everything was fine. Everything was okay. And we deceive ourselves. We rationalize and justify and cover up what is really there. What is really there? Unmet needs. Now, the unmet needs have to do with events that threaten security, bring deprivation of needs, and then a result. The result where we then attempt to satisfy the need, and then the attempt to satisfy the need controls us. So, for example, let's say John was, he went through a more of a normal, what is normal, of course, but through a regular cycle of high school and also college, and then perhaps a couple years of graduate school, and then got into a profession, but then he kept on going, he kept on striving, and that striving just drove him because of needs that were not met from before, at age 5, at age 10. He went through school, let's say, for example, and just kept on going and kept on striving because he thinks that if he continues to overdo it, overachieve, that this will then satisfy approval from mom, satisfy approval from his circles, his inner circles, his family circles. Of course, with John's situation, he went to juvenile detention and on to prison and problems with drugs and guns and women, becoming a pimp with prostitutes. A lot of unmet needs that were there because of what mom chose to do, no dad in the house, and needing that support. Those needs were unmet. So as we look at unmet needs, obviously John's security was threatened. He didn't feel secure as a kid. He felt that there were threats all the time in his life, and also that with the deprivation of these needs, and how he felt that he was all on his own, that he was alone. He felt that he could do what he wants. Out of frustration, he could cross the line, cross the boundary, steal, lie, cheat, do drugs, which he did, as a way of medicating, as a way of making him feel better, as a way of trying to fill in the gap, trying to replace what was taken. And the attempt to satisfy that need controlled him. Controlled him in such a way where addiction then took over, emotions took over. And that's the same for you and me. In one way or another, and we all have our shadow sides. We'll identify those here in a future video, but those shadow sides, when it comes to relationships, and also purpose and drive, they're flawed. They're the raw materials we identified earlier that God uses as the anvil to hammer in to help us become more like Jesus Christ as He picks us back up. As the book of James says in chapter 3, we still stumble, we still fall. In James 4, he says, if we humble ourselves before the Lord, He will lift you up. And James 4, verse 10, is a truth that comes right in on time. As we humble ourselves and we surrender, God then is right there to pick you back up, to redirect you before the shadow side gets the best of you, as it did with John. Because here are some things to look at when it comes to the shadow side, as we help others in ministry, and of course taking inventory of ourselves. Always asking the question, how am I the problem? What's going on with me? What temptations am I giving into? What things tend to drive me that I don't understand, that come from the past, and then unfortunately are defining my present and maybe my future? Take a look. When we look at the unmet needs and the security that is threatened, it's something that has to do with debts. Debts that we cannot pay back, we cannot fix, in other words. When it comes to the divorce, the abuse, perhaps you were adopted and there's that sense of loss, confusion, hurt, pain, because your biological mom and dad didn't want you, or, of course, put you out for adoption, which still felt like you were not wanted. Sibling death, before it was time, or school failures, or all the above. These are debts, things that we cannot pay back, things that we cannot go back and fix, in other words. Because if we try to go back and fix them, we will find that there's no way we can, except to do in a process of recovery, the 12 steps of recovery, where we write down all of our resentments in the fourth step of our recovery. And we then read all of our resentments, read all of our grudges, read all of our pain and hurt to someone we trust in God's presence. Of course, God hears it all throughout the process. And of course, reading it so we hear it ourselves. This is where we then see more clearly. But if we don't take the time, if we don't do the inventory, if we don't write down the resentments, and we think we can go back and pay those debts, we find out we can't, then things continue to fester. We continue to fill the garbage can to overflowing with all of our garbage about that divorce and abuse. And then another result is crossing the line sexually, crossing the line when it comes to the law, crossing the line and exposing ourselves in one way or another through deviance, through sinful behavior, where it's a cry for help. Shadow sides are something to be reckoned with, dealt with right now. So as you help someone else understand what they are, help them to get back into what needs were not met from day one. In the next video, what we're going to do is we're going to look at how these shadow sides develop. And from there, we're going to look at, of course, how to confront them, resolve them, and look at the actual dark sides themselves. What are these shadow sides? What are the names? Define them, and then help you to understand how to help someone else as you counsel them in ministry.